Blackstone Audio presents White Blood by James Fleming. Chapter 1. My father, George Doig, died of the plague. That was in 1903, when I was 14 and he in the flower of his age. For many years he'd been the manager of their Moscow office for Hodge and Company, the big cotton brokers. During this period he made himself attractive to Irina Rykov, and married her. She was the granddaughter of the Rykov who raised the loan that kept the Tsar's army going in 1812. In this way I was a direct descendant of the man who saved Russia from Napoleon. Until recently, these were the principal facts in my life over which I've had no control. I must add a physical description of myself. I can't remember having been small. Nanny Agafya sometimes sought to dominate me by saying that Mother had spat me out. 5 heaves and there you were, all slimy and bawling, no bigger than a gherkin. This has never been the sense I've had of my person. Some initial helplessness, suckling, infancy, these I concede, remarking that they belong to the period of the womb, which had nothing to do with me. It is from the age of my first complete memory, 4 years and 2 months, that I date myself. It was the day that we moved into the 5th, the top floor, of an apartment building off the fashionable end of the Tsaretskaya. Moscow was entering its most capitalist phase. Accommodation.